Went to the CNE.
The only place to go at the end of the summer. Step right on up, folks. Get your $50 pizzas here. Your $100 rides. You want to lose your shotzi because you can't play a game well? Come to the CNE. You want to spend $500 and then not win anything? Come to the CNE.
It is time for the Wave and Muzzy. With your hosts, DJ Natural Wave,
beep, 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 beep.
And DJ Czar.
Stay inside, stay inside. It's about to get scary. It's about to get scary.
We need some intro. Okay, so
we need like a song. Yeah.
Okay, how about? Okay, you could do all that stuff. I'll bring my laptop next time and I'll do like intro music.
Like a live mix?
Yeah, a little 1-2, you know?
Okay.
That way I don't feel whatless. I'm just smoking all the time. You know what I mean?
So guys, he does things. He doesn't...
This guy has a keyboard in front of him, a laptop, doing the sound engineering.
But I gotta do the most because, yo, your takes, that's what, you know, that's what you bring. So I gotta bring something, bro.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Shout out to the audience. Y'all bring your energy. And yes, this is episode 7.
Episode 7.
7 minutes in heaven. Right, 70 minutes in heaven. Let's get it. Hey. Let's go. Episode 7, baby. Wave in the Muzzy. Yo. Since the last week.
I was going to stop. Because I don't want to overdo it. Because like I have a whole keyboard here, you know? So, you know what's so funny? Wasa Sauce, who's behind the cam right now. We might get him mic'd up because I got his mic over there. He's been telling me, yo, you should do this while you do interviews. And I was like, yeah, but like it wouldn't make sense. And then like, I guess... You and I were discussing and like, it's like, yeah, like this would make us a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully my piano playing's not too rusty because, yeah, like I'm not trying to like mess up, you know?
All right. So, let's just get the show started.
Let's
you know?
Go, bro.
Forget all the nonsense. Yo, I've been working on like censoring myself because I was going to say F all the BS. I'm like, forget all the nonsense. Let's start this mother brother. Waving the Muzzy. Perfect. How was your week, bro?
Man, my week was good. You know, summer's pretty much wrapped up, you know what I'm saying? So like most mans who just started talking to a ting,
mud.
I went to the CNE.
The only place to go at the end of summer. Step right on up, folks. Get your $50 pizzas here. Your $100 rides. You want to lose your shotzi because you can't play a game well? Come to the CNE. You want to spend $500 and then not win anything? Come to the CNE.
No word of a lie, broski. I think I spent like 2 bills that day.
For real?
Yeah.
Dog, did you win anything?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I know, sucker.
You
know
W-Mans.
I won 2 things.
Okay, what did you win?
I won this like little Aladdin stuffed toy.
Mud.
And then I guess like it was like a lion toy. Okay. I won one of them in beer pong.
Okay.
And, yeah.
On brand.
On brand, bro. First game I lost. She's like, let's just go. I'm like, nah. Okay, the next 5. Because, yo, the pressure of winning your girl a stuffed animal when you go to any kind of fair is so real, bro. Like, especially when you see other couples walking with like the big Snorlaxes.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? They got the big joints and it's like, dang. Like,
yo, you have to rig the system. You have to find exactly like what your niche, what your skill is. And you have to hone that. Figure out what it is in the park that you're best at. Mm. And then just stay there until you win, bro. Mm. At least that's my advice.
So what games like would you play? You don't really be going to the CNE and stuff. You never mentioned it this year.
Nah, I'm not really that guy. You know what I mean? Like I just bring shotty to the studio and ram them out. I'm joking still. However, okay, I tried the bottle toss when I went to the CNE. I wasn't really that good at that. Mm-hmm. I tried the hangman. Wasn't really that good at that. I hate going on rides. So, yeah, I'm not a big CNE guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even... The basketball thing is rigged.
It's rigged. That one was tough. I went 0 for 3. That one cost like $20 to play.
Oh, for real, eh?
Yeah, for 3 shots.
What about the baseball thing?
I didn't do that one either.
I feel like that one's super tough as well. Damn, what would I do? I said I'll just be over there losing all my bread. Shati building up mere resentment towards me.
And you're building resentment towards her and the CNE. But yo, man, the CNE is interesting because like a lot of people go out, man. Like you're like, dang, like Toronto is still like an active city. Like people go out of their way. This is like an exhibition. People like wait all year for this, you know?
The last time I went to the CNE, actually, I had a girlfriend at the time, but okay, she was like working or like she was just very busy. And then I was with my boys. It was like an impromptu thing. They really wanted to go to the CNE. And I didn't want to be the one guy like, oh, nah, I don't want blah, blah, blah. So we all go to the CNE. My shawty got vexed, bro. Like, jeez, like, enraged, bro.
Why?
She, oh, how dare you go to the CNE with your guy friends instead of me? We were supposed to go there first together. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how? This is a thing? Like, mind you know what I mean? Like, I'm early 20s. I'm not no 35-year-old man with my family, and I'm neglecting my family to go to the CNE with my boys. You know what I mean? Like, we are young. Like, we're on some fun things. Tonight, yeah. We are young.
I wish I knew how to play that. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, yo, I did not see the problem. She was cheese, though. Later on, she did admit she was just jealous. Of my friends.
Of the man?
No, but like, y'all don't get jealous, bro.
They do. Yo, girls don't like it when you have fun without them, bro.
Literally.
Like, even just by yourself, like, let alone friends.
She's like, how dare somebody else be a source of happiness for you?
Wow.
Speaking of...
I was gonna mention her too. Go ahead.
Oh no, she is your people. Them.
My peoples. Yeah, no. See them.
We not see them.
Yo.
We not see them.
What's crazy is okay. So I think I linked up with you like the other day at the stew, and you were watching the Vibes Cartel live.
Yeah.
Like you're watching as we were speaking.
And yeah. Okay. So okay, let me just say how my week was first. My week was pretty chill. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I watched movie Kinds of Kindness, W movie, super lit. I also watched, what was that next movie with Zendaya and the two guys, and they're about to do a threesome? Jesus Christ. Challengers. I watched that movie too.
You liked it?
It was a good movie, but it was just like super, so much gay implications, like... The two guys are fighting for the shati, but they're still like super gay towards each other. Which I'm like, I didn't mind because the cinematography was amazing, but ending.
Pause. You did mind.
Guys, he said he hated it. What are you talking about? No, okay. Yeah.
I was utterly disgusted. My Jamaican ancestors was turning in their grades. But the Canadian in me was like, wow, what a beautiful cinematography. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, but the ending was horrible. I did not like the ending at all. The ending was horrible. So the ending completely ruined the movie for me. So I turned off this movie. I'm like, I need to cleanse my mind, this dirtiness. Let me go on TikTok. Because my algorithm on TikTok is completely Caribbean. Scrolling. All of a sudden, I see Vibes Cartel is on live. Perfect. Vibes Cartel is the world boss. Anytime I see him, the world stops and we watch what he's doing.
World boss.
Click on the live stream, bro. He's there with his wife, Sidem. They're in a beautiful bar in Panama. Mm-hmm. Vibes Cartel has been in Panama for the past couple weeks with the prime minister, driving the cyber trucks and things, building up the economy. Yes, we love to see that. So Broski is in the bar with Sidem. There's some shotties in the background or whatever, but Sidem was on a wave. She had her liquor, vodka, and coke. You know what I mean? She's on her wave. So she goes to the bar to get her next drink. Cartel's there. As soon as Sidem leaves, two other shotties. Hey, Cartel, can we get a picture? Blah, blah, blah. This, that. Get their picture, blah, blah. They go sit down. Sidem comes back. And then after a while, these shorties end up leaving. They say bye to Vibes Cartel. But they don't say bye to Sidem. Bro, Sidem's like, Cartel, why do they say bye to you but they don't say bye to me? I don't have respect. They say, after all you do for them, they can't say bye to me? They're just fans, baby. Come on, relax. They're just fans, baby. They're fans. They're showing appreciation. They're fans. But why they say bye? And then so Cartel, as a G he is, world boss, he's like, ladies, come here for a moment of your time.
Yeah, he handled it like a gentleman. Like,
top dog.
Hurt, like, he did not mess up. If you're Sedem, you can't be angry at how he handled it. He literally gave you what you wanted. Literally. He introduced you to these groupies.
Literally.
Who did not care. They already know who you are.
But the argument came after, because after they left, when the shorties came, Sedem turned the live stream. She thought she turned the live stream off, but she just flipped the phone up. So we're just watching the ceiling, but we're hearing everything that's going on. Sedem is paging these shotties like, oh, you're hugging upon my man, blah, 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 this, this, that. You guys are groupies. Cartel's like, hold on. Yo, these are fans that support me. Without these fans, I don't have a living. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, we have to show respect to these people. And then Sedem's not seeing that, you know? So eventually they come to an understanding, the girls leave. But Sedem keeps calling them groupies. Cartel's like, no, they're not groupies. They're fans. So their argument is, what's the difference between a groupie and a fan? Is there a difference?
Yeah.
100%.
I think so. Was, grab the mic when you're going to talk, brother.
My bad.
But I think there's a huge difference. Like, not all fans are groupies. But all groupies are like advanced form of fans, exactly. You know? I always thought groupie was like a fan that also had some type of like romantic inkling towards the artist, or like they would bang the artist pretty much.
However, I feel like it's not fair to ascribe the groupie term on a woman who is a fan. You know what I mean? Like, It's not like these shotties just left the bed with Cartel, like they're trying to suck him off or something. Like, it was a normal interaction between a fan and their artist.
You're right, nigga.
So I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Sedem, and Sedem needs to realize she was that woman. She was the fan, the super dedicated fan.
Oh.
That stayed longer than anybody would have. She withheld the 13 years. And that's why she even got the position. So maybe she's just trying to fend off any other woman that wants to try to get that spot.
Mm-hmm. I agree, yo. Because, yo, if she was that woman, she understands that, yo, Vybz Kartel maybe goes for some of his fans or has in the past. Like, he went for Sedem, you know what I'm saying? And look where so she's kind of like trying to protect her position by asserting dominance.
The way you get them is the way you lose them.
It's a blood clutch.
Every time. Every time. Preach, brother. Hit the back. Sister down there. We love you, brother.
This was a good idea.
I like it still. I like it still.
Okay. This is what I will say in defense of my Turkish sister, Sedem. Turkish girls are crazy. You know what I'm saying? That is a part of the culture, is this sort of like obsessive, passionate romance. And like, let's be real, bro. She's like super passionate about Vybz Kartel.
Yeah, she
like
is.
You could tell, you know what I'm saying? And Vybz Kartel, he probably knows too. And this was actually going to lead me to ask you a question, but don't you kind of want a girl to possess the ability to get a little jealous instead of just being indifferent to everything? Like, don't you want your girl slightly jealous? And Was, this question to you too.
Nigga.
This is not slightly jealous though, bro. Because the same girl who was talking about the CNE, when I would bring her to my DJ events, bro, one time I was DJing at a lounge. The bartender there, oh, she's so bad, bro. But obviously I'm in a relationship, so I'm not looking at her like that. But we've worked together before, so we have a good rapport and things. So this time I bring my girl. So the bartender, she comes and brings us some drinks or whatever, right? My girl's looking like, oh, you better not drink that drink. We're not drinking no drinks. Like, what's wrong? What is wrong?
The goddamn girl doing her job, nigga, damn.
She's doing her job, and she's blessing us some drinks right. I'm definitely drinking this drink, and you better drink yours too, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, don't let the jealousy ruin my profession. Don't disrespect my fans. Don't disrespect the people who I'm working with. Don't ever, you know what I mean? Like,
talk that talk, nigga.
It's actually crazy, bro. And like, women don't realize, and it's guys as well. Guys do this. Like, they would have a woman who they know is in the entertainment industry, but yet, oh, I don't want you going on auditions. You can't go to the studio past 6 p.m.
No. Are there going to be guys there?
Like, oh, those dude, the industry is like 75% men. What do you think is going to be there, dog?
Yo, but I can't lie. I once dated a female who was like an artist. And there was that, like, in the back of your mind, like, there's like a stress because you're like,
is you understand that
they want it. They want to make it. These girls want to make it, right? And most of the time, the way they're going to make it is someone's going to give them an opportunity. Usually a dude.
Yeah.
Usually a dude with probably more money than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there, but that was rooted in insecurity. Like, I realized that, like, a lot of my jealousy or possessiveness is rooted in that insecurity or like fear of like losing a girl you like. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I used to think this was only the entertainment industry. So I'm talking to pretty shotties, bro. Like 8 out of 10s, 9 out of 10s, 10s out of 10s. Oh yeah, I fucked my manager at Kroger's. Crazy. Wait, what? What?
Crazy. Shout out Kroger's.
Yeah, I needed the time off. Hold the phone. Harvey Weinstein, okay, he's a, oh God, disgusting. But I could understand why you feel like you would need to do that, Angelina Jolie. You know what I mean? I understand. She is a dime that did some disgusting things. But I could, you know what I mean? The Walmart manager so you could get a better ship? Come on. We're like, that's on you. That was no, oh, position of power he used it against me like that. Come on.
Yo, a shorty banged the Walmart supervisor for time off?
Dog, and this is like
she out here trying to leverage her pussy.
Bro. And like, and
bro makes $19 an hour. And even he's using his authority.
And like and I'm thinking like, okay, mind you, this is like when we're in university. So we're like early 20s. Of course, these are women who are still developing their brains and stuff. So there is some manipulation there. But also, like, I'm just looking at you like, ill. Like, do you know what degree you're in right now? If you would have just gone easy for 1-2 more years, then you would have made way more money without the shame, regret, disgust. But
kind of catch your morals, Nate.
You know what I mean? But I'm not a woman, so you can't say that, bro. You can't say that.
So, okay, back to the jealousy conversation.
Like,
so,
we got fired.
No, but how would you want your girl to display the healthy amount of jealousy? Or is there even a healthy amount of jealousy? Or do you think all jealousy in general is bad or negative or toxic?
To be honest, I think the standard Latina girl and how she'd act is
the
appropriate.
Standard?
Yeah, bro. For me, at least, I like that shit.
Dog, that is like off the scale crazy, bro. The standard
that's all me, nigga.
Is off the scale.
That's
bro.
All me, dog. Okay.
That's how you want. So you want to get your windows busted out. Yo, you love your whip, bro.
You do love
your
car.
I do love my Jenny still. I do. But I like that she might threaten it. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't want her to actually go through with it.
Nah, because I might have to fuck. Continue, nigga.
I would say like, for me, she needs to know time and place. I want a crazy girl indoors. When we're on roads, don't be wilding. Don't be embarrassing us. Keep in the house. Ooh, crazy. Slap. Box me up.
Oh, oh, hold
drape on me up.
Hold on a second.
Throw something. You know what I mean?
Too much dip.
All them things, but yeah, when we are on roads, keep it very classy. Mm, keep it very cute, baby. Like our child said. Hold on, baby. But yeah, the Latina thing is crazy.
Yeah, you're wilding,
how do you want yours?
I like the Arab girl jealousy because it's like, okay, like say I was in Vibes Cartel's like position, no Diddy, and you know, someone came up to me, it was like, yo, your DJs are, and my girl was there. She would probably make like one of those like passive aggressive jokes where it's like, okay, Mr. Popular, like what you got, you know, like something that shows that she cares, but not something to show that like she's not cool. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like they'll kind of make a joke out of it, but acknowledge it. And that's all it is. It's like you want your girl to like be afraid to lose you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because for girls, like they wouldn't want it the other way around, where their man is so dead, so bust down, so hurt that nobody's approaching him. No shati, no guys are hailing him. When he walks out the road, he's just like a repellent. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Bro scares the hoes. Yeah, no, but yo, some girls, some of these baddies do be going for like ogre looking dudes. Like really like
yeah,
dudes that are notoriously ugly.
Because there's something else. There's anything else. There's something else.
You think it's the money?
Sometimes it's the money. More I'd say 98% of the times it's the money, bro. No shorty is going for a Shrek without bread being involved, bro.
I was going to say, do you feel like looks are even important to girls like that?
Nah, could they be going for dad bars and all types of shit, too? You know what I'm saying?
You'll see some ugly-ass dudes with some baddies.
No, it is very true. It is very true, bro. Even and clout these days will do it, dog.
Goddamn clout a draw, nigga.
Sometimes age will do it, bro. Where, the guy is old enough where, the wisdom is there. She is young enough where the easily impressionable, you know what I mean? I don't even want to get too far into that, but there's so many different interactions that happen, so many different dynamics that exist out there. Sometimes shorties just have fetishes for ugly niggas, bro. Dreads. I don't know, I'm saying some shorties like this, some shorties like that. Some shorties like nerdy niggas. Like, even me, sometimes shorties go for me and they don't realize, yo, I'm actually, a little bit of a nerd, you know? And so when I'm talking to the shawty, she doesn't even know how to respond because I'm trying to have some intellectual, conversations with substance, and she's trying to talk about some bullshit. You know what I mean? So, yo, it can't go any further.
So moving forward, because Vibes Cartel is only going to get more and more recognized and approached by female fans, so how do you think Sidem should kind of change her mindset? Because you can't flip out every time girls want to take a picture with Vibes Cartel, you know?
It doesn't seem like she's going to. You know what I mean? She's standing on it, fam. She's not changing.
Standing on business.
So I'm just like, all right, they're going to have to deal with it. I feel like eventually he's going to drop her.
You think so? After the tat?
Yo, come back to this clip right here. Vibes Cartel is going to drop Sidem within the next 3 years.
Oh, no.
You know, she's already doing too much. The man just came out of jail and he's back on lockdown.
Yeah, he don't need that bad light still.
Bro, if I'm Cartel and I missed out on 13 years of banana, dog, I'm outside. You have to understand, babes, I'm outside for a little bit. Let me live. I'm catching up on 13 years. That's more than a decade, you know.
That's crazy, bro.
So, yeah, see them. Go on, wall it out.
Go on easy, babe.
Remember, see them. We not see them.
Speaking of not seeing them, Ice Spice, your girl, someone who you've had an intimate relationship with before. Yeah, he banged Ice Spice.
You guys didn't see the video? We're all over TikTok, bro.
Nah, but okay, so Ice Spice has...
We're joking.
Yeah, he did not... I mean, at least maybe he's keeping a secret. We don't know, you know what I'm saying? If you did, good for you, brother. Okay, so Ice Spice has a friend, ex-friend now, named Cleo Trappa. She's also a rapper. IG kind of person. So long story short, Ice Spice asks Cleo Trappa... There was some type of rumor on the internet that she wasn't a good friend to Cleo Trappa. So a month later, she asked Cleo Trappa, yo, come on tour with me. You know, Cleo Trappa's like, yeah, I'm down. You know, even though they're not super close friends, they're cool at this point. And then come to find out, Ice Spice wants Cleo Trappa to pay for her travel, pay for her accommodation, her own food and stuff. Right. Even though there's an allocated budget from the record label for Ice Spice and whoever is deemed a part of the show. So to make a long story short, because it is a super long story, she went on a 40 minute story time. It was mod, but Ice Spice pretty much didn't really care about kind of catering towards Cleotrapa, and Cleotrapa felt like, yo, you're not showing me that we need to get a hotel room. I wouldn't have come on this. I'm not even getting paid. But then Ice Spice, like, yo, I'm putting you on. You're ungrateful.
I do want to get some of the intricacies, though. So, like,
yeah,
in the tour bus, there's one master bedroom, a bunch of bunks. So, obviously, the headliner is getting the master bedroom. But Ice Spice being the headliner, inviting Cleotrapa as a friend, Cleo's thinking, okay, we're going to share the master bedroom. So, it gets kind of iffy right off that jump. And then Riot comes, who is Ice Spice's boyfriend and producer. So now you definitely not share no room. And now Cleo's like, hey, I'm an independent artist. You guys are staying at 5-star hotels. This is expensive. So it's just like independent artists versus friendship versus business versus labels. Like, it's just crazy, bro.
Yeah, and pretty much she confronted Ice Spice at the end. She said, you know, you did X, Y, and Z during this tour. It bothered me. Ice Spice was like, yo, you complain too much. You're ungrateful. Like, pretty much they yeah. ended their friendship. But we wanted to relate it to, because you've been on tour.
Yeah.
As someone who's like a part of the show, but you're not like the headliner, yeah. you know. So what's the treatment like of people who aren't kind of the main attraction for tours, you know, like in terms of getting rooms, in terms of food, in terms of like treatment?
When I used to watch artist interviews and they would talk about, oh, tours dirty, tours are hard work, it's fun, but it's like the hardest thing you will ever do, it's grueling, gas stops where you have to shower in the dingiest places, I'm like, what are these guys talking about, you know, because I haven't been on tour yet. Then when I first got on tour, I realized it is a beautiful nightmare.
Beautiful nightmare.
It is everything you ever wanted and nothing you wanted to do. Like, it's the biggest contradiction, bro. It's like a paradox, fam. And especially if you're an opening artist, you're doing it for the look. I don't care who you are doing it for the look. You know what I mean? So I feel like Ice Spice invited Cleo under that guise, you know what I mean? Because although Ice Spice is a huge artist, this is still her label putting this on. So her label is calling the shots. When I was on tour, I was the DJ for the opening artist. So I had no say for nothing, bro. You have to be at the bus for 9 a.m. outside the hotel. If you're not there, they are leaving you, sis. You have to call an Uber and catch up to the bus. You have to meet them at the next city. You have to find a way to get there. But if you're the headliner, obviously they're going to wait for you. You know what I mean? That's just how it goes. Actors, you know, it's the same thing. The background actors on set, they get treated like shit. Like, they get treated like scum, bottom of your shoe. You know what I mean? But it's just because, like, yo, you guys are doing this for the look. Be grateful that you're here. Shut up and smile. That's what it is, you know what I mean? So Cleo, because she hasn't been on tour before, I feel like she had like a glamorized view of what it is.
A rude awakening, bridge into blood clot.
And especially because her friend invited her out, she probably thought like, oh, Ice Spice is going to take care of me. Ice Spice is going to be my babysitter. She's going to... It's not like that. You think Ice Spice, after she had like a long, grueling time on stage, she wants to curl up beside this bitch? Bro, I don't even want to swear, bro, but it's just like, dude.
Nah, no cap.
When I was on tour, everyone was sharing rooms and stuff. I was fortunate enough I could buy my own hotel rooms, dog. What did we? The nights I didn't get no shotties.
Didn't get no shotties.
Beating it, broski.
Whoa, hold
peacefully.
On. Wait, hold on a second.
Peacefully, it might, bro. I had two beds in my hotel room. No one's coming in there, dog. Are you crazy? I'm walking around naked, fam. Bro, the opening artist was sharing rooms with two dancers and the camera person. I'm there living lavish, dog. No one's coming in my room. I don't care who you is, dog. But it's just like, when you're working, you want your time to relax. You want some peace. You know what I mean? So I see both sides. Like, it's a rude awakening, man.
You're right. It's not a friendly industry. And I think even just having the mindset from working a job and then going to the industry, it's like, yo, that's not how it works. Like, you don't have rights. You're not entitled. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not entitled to certain treatment. It's like the fact that you're even brought on board, it's like, take that. And you just honestly, like,
run with it.
Yeah, like it's like in Horrible Bosses where he's like, the key to success is to take shit from people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's what you're going to end up doing when you start from the bottom. You're an opening act. Like, yeah, you're not going to get VIP treatment. Who do you think you are? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, there's been times where I've traveled to like my own personal shows where I was just like a DJ on the, like, one time I was DJing in New York, bro. Dog, I couldn't. Okay, I'm budgeting everything out. I'm like, hey, they're paying me. I want to say they're paying me like $350 US, which would be like almost five bills Canadian. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, if I take the bus, pause, if I take the bus out there, that's like two bills round trip. I could get a B&B. But then I'm not making no bread. What I did was, okay, I planned it. So when I arrived in New York, I just have to freshen up, go do my set, hop back on the bus and come back to Toronto, dog. Yeah, no lies. You know what I mean? Like, because you have to, as a upcoming artist, you have to like just move wise. Like, these shorties think they're princesses, dog.
Act your wage.
Act your wage, bro.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
But like, yeah, she's complaining about no one's picking up her bags. She doesn't have an assistant and stuff. But it's like, yo,
the fuck?
You are an opening artist on a tour. Like, she's expecting headliner treatment. But I just don't know how else to put it.
But they wouldn't let her, to her defense, they wouldn't let her bring on her assistant because I guess like the assistant wouldn't be covered, even though she was barely even covered. So I don't even get that. But they wouldn't let her.
Bring your assistant, but your assistant has to get a room and your sister has to get a car. Bro, Cash Cobain was on that tour and he wasn't on any of the buses, bro. Him and his team was driving. There's enough artists that drive alongside the tour bus just so they could be on the bill.
And keep as much of the money that they're making.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you could splurge that on a tour bus.
Yeah, but she was real. She'd be like, okay, Ice Spice, whenever you go in the hotel room, like what you said, I'm going to go in the back of the tour bus and I have that master room. She's not doing that, though. Look how pretty she is. She's not doing that, dog.
She's not even that pretty, bro.
Okay, you're wildin'. I think she's beautiful, bro. I'm not even capping for the pod. Like, actually,
Cleo Trapa?
Yeah, I would go for that. If she wasn't so, like, you know.
New
like,
York?
Yeah, she wasn't so New York.
Really? You think she's prettier than Ice Spice?
Bro, I'm not doing that.
Hey.
Damn.
All right, yo, so yo, but do you feel like Cleo Trapa, because she came out with this Ice Spice story, in a way blackballed herself from the industry? Because Ice Spice is kind of like the industry darling right now, to an extent.
A little bit. I'm just saying she's a little bit of an industry darling, but I don't think Cleopatra blackballed herself. Because a lot of people are roasting Ice Spice right now. When I'm going through TikTok, a lot of shotties, but it's because Ice Spice said this stupid comment. Where she just dissed Cleo Trapa. She's like, oh, when we all went for Italian food, Cleo was like inhaling all the pasta like a vacuum. Yeah. Even the waiters had to look at her. And everyone in the comments is like, well, of course, you guys weren't feeding the bitch. Of course, the one chance she gets.
She's gonna load up.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I'm gonna eat for days.
Come on, Ice. And then Cleo also ate. I have to use the terminology.
Oh, she ate.
I have to use the terminology. Yeah. I see that. The girl that was saying Cleo ate when she said how 2 years ago Ice Spice was wearing tights and Jordan flights. And now Ice Spice is dressing like Cleo.
Oh, shit.
So Cleo's like, I don't know what you got to do, but you got to figure out something new, girl.
Damn.
Then the girls are like, the girls are loving it still. So I'm just like, oh, damn. So right now, like, maybe Cleo could capitalize on this momentum. Ice Spice has been going down, though. Ever since she fell out with Nicki Minaj. I don't even know why she fell out with Nicki Minaj, but this girl, these shotties, bro, I don't know.
Keep bumping heads, bro.
Yo, my boy has this phrase where it's like, yo, girl friendships only last, like, a certain amount of time, like 4 summers or something. He says, like, something stupid, but it's like, I feel like a female friendship is so much more like fragile than male friendship. Yeah, like it's so easy to end over like small things. Like even today I encountered someone I haven't seen in years. And she was best friends with this girl the whole time I knew her. I'm like, yo, do you still talk to like XYZ? She's like, nah, we don't talk anymore. And I'm like, what? Like you guys were like best friends this whole time. She's like, yeah, but she's a Like, you know, like that's all it boiled down to. I don't really like
that. All right, ladies, comment your longest friendship. Who have you been friends with for the longest that you're still friends with to this day?
If it ain't 10 years plus, it ain't shit.
Yeah, I wonder why, like, and yo, this is kind of unrelated, but what do you guys think when you meet a girl who says, I don't know, I just get along with dudes better?
Say it again. The reddest of flags, bro.
Yo, so when girls are like, I don't know, I don't get along with girls, like, I don't know.
That's Clifford, the big red dog, nigga. Fuck.
Facts. Herf, 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 herf.
Oh my goodness.
Get her out of here. Trust me, because I fell for that one too many times. You don't have no girlfriends you can hang out with.
What are you talking about?
But is that because this specific individual girl, like, other girls don't like her, or she doesn't like other girls? It's usually other girls don't like her. And she's like, you know what? I'm done with girls. I'm going to just hang out with the bros.
What I feel like is...
I agree.
I'd say both. But it's mostly like she just loves man. I'd say it's less about girls. She just loves man. Like, any girl that I know that, oh, I have all guy friends, they just love man.
Yeah, man, sometimes they just love the attention, seeing, just love the fucking...
Facts.
Just love being in the atmosphere of
bare cocky bitching. Even if they're not doing anything, they just love, like, oh, these guys... They love being that piece of prime steak right in front of the dog shelter, bro. You know what I mean?
Man said in front of the dog shelter. Yo, bro, that's so true. But okay, here's what I think. I think some of them are like that. Like, they like being that one girl in a group of guys because, like, they know they command a certain type of reaction just off the sheer fact of their body parts and maybe their appearance. But I think some of them, like, it's a survival strategy. It's, like, safe for them to, like, roll with a bunch of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe for the studs and, like, for the lezzies, but, like...
For, like, shotties? Like,
yeah, because I swear shorties are saying it's more safe to be in the forest with a bear. So, with a what? Imagine a group of guys rolling with a group. So, like, I don't know, bro.
So you think those girls are, like, red flags who, like, have more guy friends than girlfriends? Always.
Yeah, like, even if a shorty has a man best friend. I can't. Like, it depends. Because, like, I've actually dated a shorty who had a male roommate, bro.
Straight male roommate?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Straight male roommate?
However, I was so secure within myself. And I was so, like... certain that he was not a guy. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy, but he was nice, but he just wasn't that. So I was just so certain, like, she is not that guy. Like, there's just no way, bro. If she is, like, I'm jumping off the roof and I'm not landing, bro.
Oh, goddamn.
Dang. I mean, that does take confidence. Your girl living with a straight dude who she interacts with all the time. Maybe she walks around in her booty shorts sometimes.
Yeah. Like, he's definitely probably beating it in the next room to her, dog.
What do you mean beating it? Like, beating his meat?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, no, he did like her. Like,
even more reason to. What the fuck are you talking about?
But, like, bro, I'm just like, I'm certain. I'm so positive still. There's even a Frank Ocean song where it's just like, you have a roommate, he'll hear what we do. It's only awkward if you're... into, and I'm like, yo, every time I'll just bump that song still. Yeah, so I was like, yo, that's weird.
Yo, man. Every time that time Natural would come around that roommate, he'd be like,
no, facts. Have you seen that meme with the penguin? And the penguin's just like looking back and, like, sad and shit. It's like, yeah, that's right. That's one of my feels. And every Natural pulls up.
Dang. Okay, one last comment on the girls who have more guy friends than girlfriends, because I've encountered this a lot. I think it's more common now than maybe when I was before. It was just like certain girls would chill with the man, them, like, maybe like the more like studdish,
and that's
type
why
of
the
girls.
Marriage rate is going down. I'm gonna continue.
Or it would be like the athlete girl who would, like, try to keep up with us in basketball, never could. But
weird gunshots.
But there is like a complex that I feel like a lot of those girls, like, either they lack some sort of like feminine understanding with their fellow woman, or maybe other girls are jealous of them, so they're like, we don't even want to include you in our circle because, like, maybe you're too high on the hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I'll meet those girls who have more guy friends than girlfriends, and sometimes they're hot, bro. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, like, you're super hot. Why wouldn't you have female friends? Like, oh, it's because you're super hot. You know what I'm saying?
My, I don't even, bro. I'm not a woman, so I can only speak of my personal experiences with them. So I don't even know, bro.
Was?
Hey, man. I don't know. I'm lost in the goddamn sauce right now. I agree with y'all.
Great input from both you guys.
I seen a meme the other day where it's like the greatest form of intelligence, not the greatest form of intelligence, but the meme is like, what is something that's very intelligent that gets mistaken for stupid? And it's like, when people don't speak on things they don't know about. You know? So I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm not, I don't super know about all these things. So like, I gave as much input
as you know
as my meal break and process. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, yo, we need a shout out to come out the pod and bust it open mentally.
Whoa, good save. Good save. Good save, nigga. Good save.
Bust it open.
Mentally.
Simply cast forward. Mentally. Okay. So
spiritually, Zine.
Speaking of things that are mental.
Mad.
It is wild that Drake removed Blue Green Red from all streaming platforms.
Blue Green Dead. Bop, 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 bop. It's out of here. It's out of here. It was about to fall off a billboard. So they're like, okay, let's just take it off ourselves. Drizzy!
Yo,
Drizzy!
Get up! Yo, why do you feel like they deleted that? Wasn't that one of the better tracks that he released recently?
To us, but a lot of people were not feeling it, bro.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Dang. You know, I met a Habesha girl this weekend, and I brought that song up to her, and she hated it.
Really?
She was like, yo, it's fetishization.
Wow.
It's, you know, there's so much things going on in that area of the world right now. Like, there's a lot of, like, ethnic conflict between, like, different groups within Ethiopian Eritrea, whatever. So, for him to, like, do that right now, it's almost like he added to the division between them. That's what she told me, bro.
So maybe that has something to do with it.
Like, he was getting bad press from, like, the Habeshas?
Yeah.
And that's a bear of his people in this camp, too, fam. So probably telling him, like, yo, you have to take that off then, sin.
But they would have told him that, like, before he released it.
No. There's no
yes, man.
Why would they tell him? It's not like he's a culture vulture or anything. But, like, bro, this is what happens when you're, like, usurping culture, like, you're stepping into these costumes and you don't know what you're stepping into, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to start doing Palestinian anthems, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to do, like, a Ukrainian, a club song right now, dog. Yo, the music is killing me, dog. And my fellow Americans, when you look at Drizzy Marley, when you look at Drake Bad Bunny, when you look at that Canadian, we don't want him around these borders anymore. We don't want him going around our children. We don't want him going to our high schools. We don't want him going into our clubs. But I don't know why he took Blue Green Red off.
So you did say that, what did you bring? It was originally a 10 out of 10 for you, and then you brought it down to like a what? Like a 7?
I thought it was a 10 out of 10 based on presentation. But like on further...
Upon further review.
Yeah. I'm like, dog, I still thought it was like at least a 7. But nothing has touched the Billboard Top 10 yet, bro. He's really pushing that circadian rhythm, though.
Yeah, I like that song.
And the bots are going crazy with it. Like, when I scroll through TikTok, all these meme pages... Yo, don't be fooled, eh? These meme pages are paid off. And I'm not saying only Drake. All these artists where you see, oh, like the meme, funny, funny, they're being paid. And I'm not stopping the bag. Artists, pay these meme pages, pay these podcasters, and pay these DJs if you want your music to pop off. But back to the point, it's looking kind of, I don't want to say it's looking scary for Drake, but I feel like he is losing his footing, bro.
So I was getting spooky. I have to.
What do you think though?
I think Drake is still Drake. He's still the number one artist in the world in terms of prevalence or popularity. But like we were saying last week, like I just think time catches up with you, and between his age as well as the recent events that occurred, because yo, like the Kendrick beef was still like it's within this year. It feels like it was so long ago, but it hasn't even been like 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
So this summer.
It was just this summer. Yeah. So that's still fresh. And I just feel like maybe people like they're not looking out for like a Drake song like they used to. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like everyone's looking for something new now. And I don't think anyone has been able to capture it. Like Ice Spice, even when she drops new stuff, like I don't feel that same excitement mm-hmm. that people used to have around her new releases.
I was about to say Boss Man D-Lo. He got that wave now, bro.
He got that wave.
Right now, it's only D-Lo, Cash and Sexy Red. Mm. Right? Like, whereas, like, they drop something and it actually impacts. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott as well. We could get to that a little bit later on. You know what I mean? But that was very impactful. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Right now, music is very uninspired.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of Sabrina Carpenter?
Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, because when we think about music now, like, hey, music from the 80s, that music is defined, you know what I mean? 90s, it's defined. When you think of it, you already hear a sound, whether it's rock or rap, even dancehall, you know what I mean? Same with the 2000s, rock, rap, dancehall, pop music as well, you know what I mean? 2010s, there's a distinct sound. Like, what is the sound of the 2020s? Like, is it that stupid cat?
I think it is.
That Jersey bop.
I think it is. I think it's that borderline drill Jersey type of rhythm. The bars aren't even that good.
I like the Jersey shit. I like the boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that is hard. That gets me lit. So.
But what I don't like about Cash Cobain, and you know he's sick, but like the drums on the track are like too minimal.
You don't like I like minimalistic music.
Yeah.
I loved Blonde by Frank Ocean, and that's super minimalistic. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't mind that, but I do feel it's very repetitive to the point where, okay, 2 years from now, are we going to be hearing about this guy? Because every Cash Cobain song I hear sounds exactly the same, and other people are copying his sound, so it's getting even more saturated already.
Yeah.
I find when I play his music in the clubs, like, you can only play a couple of those songs before it just becomes dead. Like, people get tired of doing that.
Can't play them back to back.
You can't even play the whole track.
You can't, bro.
It's boring. Yeah, like,
it is boring.
But you think about someone like, let's say, like Jaquan Tipsy.
Yeah, that still rings off.
That still rings off. And a lot of it is the drums are good.
You're right. Minimalistic is not made for the club, though. So, like,
I don't mind minimalistic as long as there's some type of like continuing flow. But I feel like with Cash Cobain and that type of music, it's like it's nice for a few seconds. Then it like falls off and you're like waiting for like the drum to come back in. Like it just doesn't feel like good like club music like you were saying. But it's good like smoking music. Yep. It's good like shisha or like if you're with a shotty.
I do like what Don Toliver did with it when he added the Charlie Wilson. And he added like the harder drums was like burst instead of like the whole time.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of added more of a club element to it, but it's still not enough to keep it going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yo, impromptu DJ question, okay? What do you think are the most important elements of a song to ring off between the bass, drums, vocals, and melodies?
I would say, that's a good question. Okay, you said bass, drums, vocals, and melodies.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say melody.
Melody is the most important, like the actual, like the beat, like the melody part of the beat.
I would say drums.
The drums first.
Drums, vocals.
Okay.
Bass, and then melody.
I feel like at some point, some people don't even hear the melodies. Like if it's like super loud at a club, you're going to mostly hear like the bass.
Just the 808s.
Yeah, the actual like rock of it.
And that's all you're bumping to for real.
I'd say the drums and the vocals because if you're saying something that like the people could repeat and it gets them that way, like there's so many songs that are like call and repeat or people chant, like they literally sing out, they belt out the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why the vocals are very important. But like all of, every element is important that you said.
100%.
And I also say the drums too, because as soon as you hear like that dancehall, you know, like that 90s dancehall drum, you start whining. Mm. As soon as you hear like that reggaeton spin, you know what I mean? You start salsa with your shati. You know, even the Indian, that you do your thing. So the drums are very, very, very important.
I think drums are the most important too. Like for me, I would rank drums, melody, because there are certain songs where the moment you hear the first note, you know what song it is. You just hear, you know, even like Usher, you know. And then so that melodies, vocals, because I do think like if you have a really good beat, people ignore like trashy vocals and still listen to the song for like the overall feel. And then bass, it is important. So, but I guess I would rank it fourth on that list.
Last, eh? Bro, have you ever tried to DJ a party without a subwoofer, dog?
I know. It's trash.
Oh, my God, bro.
But that's more like a speaker thing. Like, not it's like the bass of the track, you know? That's more like a output thing.
But imagine playing a party with all songs and no bass.
No, that's weak.
People are just waiting. They're waiting for the shake, man.
No trouble. I'm all about that. Sorry.
About that bass, no
trouble. Yo, Wash, what are you ranking for those four?
Melody first for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because, yo, I mean, I was just thinking off of the note, just like the
What's your song?
Yeah, exactly. That, or even Soulja Boy 2 and this, you know, the first note. Second, I'm torn between vocals or drum. And then, yeah, bass, I'm going to keep last for sure.
That's crazy.
It's not that it's not important. It's just like the other elements are a little more important.
Mm.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to our list of topics, and you know, we're talking about bass, and someone who's not doing bass but a different drug.
Oh shoot!
It's Lil Uzi Vert.
That's a good.
Does that work? I don't know. That kind
of
worked, right?
And speaking of that jersey, because Kyle Rich and Uzi have been doing that jersey sound, so they've been spotted in the studio together. Kyle Rich is taking a snap for his story or whatever. Uzi's in the background with a nitrous oxide container.
Never mind this,
bro. There's no cars around. There's no dentists around. But there's balloons around. Is it a party? Whose birthday is it? What are we celebrating here? Why are there balloons? Bro, if I walk in the studio and I see balloons, what are we... Oh, you guys are celebrating me? Wait, then Mandem start inhaling the balloons and things? Okay, so Kyle Rich pulls out the snap. Uzi doesn't realize the snap's out. He starts inhaling the balloon on some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, bro. Kyle Rich is like, yeah, we're in the studio right now. Uzi looks up, sees the camera. The man drops the balloon. The balloon's...
He's like, no! It's like dropping your cush.
Dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And what's even scarier, he's not doing the high grade that Kanye was doing. Kanye is doing the stuff that like, okay, you'll be all right at the end of this. Uzi's doing the balloon stuff that's going to make you paralyzed. Your legs don't work anymore.
Helium type shit. That bro. Crazy.
And I'm like, Uzi, you have more than enough money to like, what do you do? Like,
that ain't it, cuz.
Is this the new wave?
It is, apparently.
Yo, man, if you guys are doing Nas, let me know, fam.
Okay, I need to tell you guys something.
Dog.
Nigga.
Okay, this is, you know, off the record, even though this is on the internet. I still have DJ, so, you know, hire me. Don't not hire me because of this. But when I was younger, in university, I tried nitrous oxide.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so.
Back then, too? What the f***?
Yeah, so this is before it was popular. This must have been like.
That's crazy.
Man, maybe like 2018, 2017.
That nigga was a pioneer.
How did it feel?
It's one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life. I'm not even joking. Hell? I'm not even joking. And like, I never did it after that again because of how good it was. Mm. Like, I'm like, this is, must be what crack feels like. Bro. So, okay. I had a homie. He was from Hamilton. So, you know, in Hamilton, they get down with a bunch of drugs, you know? So, you know, we used to ball up and stuff. And he would always tell me about, they called Nangs or something, you know?
Nangs,
yeah. So, he's telling me, like, yo, all my friends are doing it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll try it. You know, like, I've tried, you know, whatever. So I tried it. We did it with the balloonie. You know, like, he filled it up with the ass, you know? Bro, I swear. So I inhale it. You do it a couple times. I lean back. Bro, my whole body, it's like sensations. It's like, what? It's almost like sex, bro. It's almost like sex in your body. No diddy. I don't know how else to explain it, but, like, everything's tickling in a good way.
What the?
You start smiling and laughing, and then, like, you're having the best time of your life. And then, in, like, 2 minutes, it's done.
What the? And
all you want to do right after is hit it again. So, like, I'm like, yo, let's hit it again. He's like, no, like, yo, let's smoke a bogey. Like, relax. Like, because, like, this is how people get addicted. Because it's, like, it's so
right
quick.
Away.
And it's so intense of a feeling that, like, you want to keep doing it. Yeah. And that's how mans end up like Kanye. Where it's like, I got to move in my dentist. You know? <look. laughs> So, yo, kids, don't do drugs. You know what I'm saying? Don't even experiment. Wild to know that, like, celebrities are doing it now. And, like, I know how it feels. And I'm like, damn, like, it is easy to get addicted to. Yeah. And, like, especially if you're doing the good stuff. I was doing, like, this cheap stuff you probably get from, like, Canadian Tire or something, you know? But these guys are doing the real deal stuff. Because, yo, at the end of the day, like, it gives you temporary happiness. Like, it makes you laugh. Yeah. That's really, like, the best part of it is that you're laughing and stuff,
and, like,
you know?
Imagine being a celebrity. You're constantly bombarded. You're stuck on the schedule. Everyone, like, you don't know where real love is. Everyone has their hands in your pockets. You know what I mean? You go online, people are constantly bashing you. Like, where do you find joy? You know what I mean? Like, this is the one thing you could do where you forget about everything and you could just actually feel 100% genuine happiness.
Yeah. Well, it's not real happiness, but it is, like, chemically, it gives you, like, the happiness, like,
what is
neurons.
What is real happiness?
I guess it is just, like, your brain, like, signals into your brain, you know? But I don't know. Hmm. There is something to say about happiness you get from, like, a dopamine rush versus happiness you get from, like, different neurochemicals. Like, for example, like, say, like, you work towards something and you achieve the goal. Actually, that's still dopamine, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's just through a different means.
Yeah, but what if they're stronger, like, that will give you a stronger dopamine rush than, like, reaching your goals. You know what I'm saying? But that's how mads become crackheads, bro.
No, it is true. Because even, like, there has been times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it to this goal. And then once I reach it, I'm going to be satisfied. And then I reach it and I'm happy for, like, 10 minutes. I smoke, like, a celebration spliff. Then I'm like, all right, on to the next, you know? So, like, It's all under the same umbrella, you know?
Yo, speaking of celebration spliffs, there's something I wanted to bring up because this has happened to me so many times. Let me know if y'all feel this way. Yeah, y'all ever been in a fight with a shorty and then you ball up and all of a sudden, like, you don't care about that fight and it's, like, it's all good. But, like, before the ball up, you were pissed. Yeah, and as soon as you ball up, you're like...
100%.
I guess I'm going to just apologize. Like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Why do you think that is?
It's that medicine, boy.
Jeez.
It's that medicine, 100%.
Because in real life, it makes you realize, like, nothing matters, bro. There's been times where I was super stressed about something, like, because me, I'm an overthinker, you know? If I have, like, something coming up next week, I'm going to stress about it today.
Mm.
I ball up a spliff, and I'm like, it doesn't even matter, bro.
Yeah, man, the spliff just allows me to tolerate the bullshit easier.
I think that's what it is.
That's what it is.
I used to have this, like, thing with one of my exes where, like, you know, I would, you know me, like, sometimes I go sober and then I go back to balling up, but you know, so every time I'd sober up, bro, I'd break up with this girl, bro. Like, it's like I needed a cush to deal with it, bro. But as soon as I start balling up, like, I start missing her and shit. It was bad, you know?
Oh, shit.
But every time I'd sober up, like, we get into so many fights and, like, you didn't have that cush to, like, level you down. Man. And then, like, you're just always,
it's
like,
that
on
yin
edge.
And yang, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man. But speaking of yin and yang, black and white, Trippie Redd. Trippy Red was that was wild, eh? Yeah,
that segue, I don't know.
Perfect. So Trippy Red, Natural, you brought this to my attention, was recently pulled over by a female officer.
Wait, did we talk about the Travis Scott thing? We brought it up, but we never...
No, I was going to bring that after.
Okay.
Yeah, so Trippy Red pulled over by a female officer while he was hotboxing his vehicle, I guess.
Yeah.
And pretty much, there's like a 38-minute video of like this interaction. But what did you gather from it?
Okay, basically, the reason why it was making its rounds is because Trippy was being super respectful, complying to all of the officer's orders, but this was a female cop. She had a little something to prove that day, you know what I mean? So she's just going OD, power tripping. She's wilding. She's yelling at niggas. You know what I mean? Like, bystanders are passing by. She's barking at them. Bro, even on the man had a security guard. She's trying to page the security guards and things. I'm just like, all right, Shotty. Like, it's not that serious.
She's trying to make an example out of niggas. For real.
She calls for backup. Backup comes. Backup realizes it's not that serious. Backup is staying in their whip. She's doing everything, bro. She's wilding out, searching his car, patting him down, patting out his brother, draping up his security guard, boxing up his girlfriend. Like, she's wilding, brought out the canine. Like, she went crazy, bro. And like, everyone's just saying, dude, like, this is why people... Okay, how are we gonna get to this? Okay. Women in positions of authority, do a lot of them be power tripping? Fani Willis, power tripping.
Talk your talk.
Kamala Harris, power tripping.
Talk your talk.
Anytime I see a woman bus driver past the time of 9 p.m.,
shit,
she's vexed that she's working the shift. Talk power
your,
tripping.
Talk your talk.
So, like, yo, what's going on? Like, maybe is it... Okay, I don't know, bro. Is it... Are they not supposed to be doing these jobs? Are they, like, try to overcompensate with the level of danger that they're in so they have to, like, peacock? Even though they don't have a peacock? Ladies, let me know!
Talk that talk.
Why y'all be going so damn hard at your jobs? We get it. You are an officer of the law. You have a gun, ma'am.
Talk that talk.
I don't have no gun. You have 3, 4, 5 other officers with you, ma'am. I have my brother here.
Talk that talk.
You don't need to scream. You don't need to yell. You don't need to drape up my security guards. You don't need to call for backup, ma'am.
So wait, what's the question again?
So like, do you feel there is a dynamic with women in positions of authority, or is this like a stereotype?
I have worked for female managers before, like in restaurants and stuff. Usually, I'm not gonna lie, they're really usually nice to me. It's the other girls that get it bad. But, like, I feel like sometimes they're, like, trying to, like, be cool with the dudes and be, like, the cool manager. But, like, with other girls, I find that they're, like, a little more aggressive.
What do they do?
Like, they just, like, the tone or, like, the manner in which they communicate with the girls is different than, like, how they would communicate with me. And I've encountered this at, like, several different fast food places with female managers. And I don't know if it's, like, they think they're, like, better than the other girls because they're, like, the best girl. And definitely, like, there are... I'm not going to lie, like... I think it's great that we have female cops. You know what I'm saying? Equal opportunity. But I do think there are certain jobs which just, like, aren't suited for each particular gender. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could be a male ballet teacher. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you could be a female ballet teacher, and that's probably, like, more appropriate for that. Even though there are, like, male ballet dancers and stuff. Like, that might have been a bad example.
That is true. If I go to, like... Okay, if I have a 4-year-old daughter and I'm bringing her to a daycare, and I see all niggas... Oh, yeah, leave her here. We'll take good care of her. Hell nah! Hell no. Where are the shots at to take care of my daughter? What do you mean? I'll leave her here.
You know what would be a good exercise? I'm going to name a job or occupation. You tell me, would you rather it be a male or female?
Fair.
Okay. You go to a bakery.
That one, I don't care.
That could be both.
I want the girl to greet me, though.
Girl to greet you? Okay, yeah. Tattoo shop.
Every job, I want the shanty to greet me. I don't care where we are.
Okay, so secretary, always female.
Always female.
Always female, yeah.
When
receptionist.
When I'm applying for jobs and I see receptionists, I don't go for that. Why am I going? I can't go for that. No. Okay,
what if you have a job interview? Would you rather the interviewer be a male or a female? I prefer females.
Female.
I could conversate better a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really care, to be honest. I know how to like approach both.
Of course. Yeah. You know? Okay. How about barber?
Male.
Yeah.
Hair braider.
Female. 100%. Always.
I knew it felt weird. I'm like, yo, I got to do the follow up question.
Because when I said that, I'm like, but I was going to say, I do my own hair sometimes. Mm. I would never, ever do anybody else's hair unless it's like my daughter.
Shout out my bro, because he can braid better than a lot of females out there. That's the only nigga I let do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You let your bro
braid. You know my bro, my nigga, crazy.
Oh, your brother.
My bro, yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like your homie. I was about to say.
Nah. My blood brother. Okay, blood brother. Yeah.
Family is different.
Okay, how about if you go, a server at a restaurant? Or does it depend on the restaurant? Like, if it's a steakhouse, do you want it to be...
I always want it to be a chef.
Yeah, I want always. Her to dish no out my meal. Food. Dish out my field. Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
I want no ugly husky bringing me my drinks and...
All hairy-ass nigga type shit.
Okay, what if you go to the bank and you have to do, like, a transaction? You're having some issues with your card.
I don't even give a fuck. I just want that motherfucker to fix the issue, though. I ain't gonna cap. Don't fuck up my money.
But like, who would you envision solving, like being the best for that job? You know what
I'm saying? If I'm calling on the phone, it's a shorty. If I'm going in, probably a dude if it's a manager. Mm. I don't know.
Now, I want a middle-aged to elderly, like the cuddly white woman who is super understandable. Because every time I get her... Bro, it's perfect. She lets me slide with everything. When you have a check, normally we're supposed to hold this for 5 days, but I won't let this go for you today, sure. Perfect. I love you, man.
Yo, okay, doctor.
Female, 100%. What the fuck? Like my family doctor, the motherfucker that's going to do a physician on me, nigga, 100%.
You want a female? I want my nurse. Okay, I want the fee too. I want a nurse to be present.
And the nurse is female, male doctor?
Yeah.
Surgeon. Someone doing surgery on you.
Male.
All of us thought the same thing. We're like, definitely, dude.
Yeah, I go cap.
Dentist.
I don't care.
You don't care about dentists?
Yeah. But do I want a man up in my mouth?
I was about to say pause, Benjamin. You know what I'm saying? Can't have that.
I would love a man.
Nigga.
Okay, what about real estate agent? If you're buying a property or looking to rent.
Bro, definitely a shanty. Definitely. You know what I mean? Show me all the rooms. this does what? man, yep.
Okay, babysitter if you have a kid. Female. Yeah,
100% female.
100%. Shanty. Daycare.
All that shit.
Female. Chef. At a restaurant, male.
It can be
for
both
a home
for
cooked meal, female. But like either way works as long as the food is good. But like I don't know, like because I feel like on a day to day basis, like females are better chefs. But all the best chefs in the world are men.
I'm about to say like growing
up. You know what
up,
I'm saying? Like
growing up, because Jamaicans married a man who can cook. See, and so my dad was that chef growing up. So honestly, I'd say the man them the guy them really don't matter to me still.
No, that's true.
Okay, what about if you're doing a wedding and there's a wedding planner, would you want the wedding planner to be a male or a female?
A woman.
A female or a gay guy. It's not going to be a straight guy, seeing? Mm-hmm.
You want a gay guy at your wedding?
Fam.
At your altar, waiting for you?
Pause, nigga, what the fuck? this nigga, all these attachments, dog. Hold on a second.
wait, Watts, what did you just say?
Nah, nigga, you ain't about to play some shit to this goddamn shit. Nah, you got me fucked. I said, I'm gonna stand on business, nigga. I said, I want either a female or a gay dude, dog, because that dude's gonna go in and put in, you know, he's gonna stand, he's gonna put in freaking work, dog, you know what I'm saying?
The gay dude's gonna put in work for you?
Yo, dog, yo, you see, wait, yo, me and you have some business.
See, no changes.
You have some business out the cuss.
Oh, man. I sent us back a little bit.
That did, yeah. Set you guys back as black gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Your boy. No.
Okay. Who's man's?
Okay, how about DJ?
Male.
Oh.
Man did not hesitate.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
I would too, but you know why? Go ahead. Let me hear you.
For my, like, I'm thinking my birthday type shit. If I'm throwing in the bat, I want a shorty. No, fam.
You say that until the microphone starts doing like
watch
it. There's about to be feedback with the speakers.
Bare gunshots.
You start to hear reverb on stuff that shouldn't have reverb. Then you're gonna realize, like, yo, I should have got a dude. Like,
every time, okay.
That's not bad to say though.
There's certain shotties, every time they try to talk on the microphone, the voices are so soft that like you just can't hear anything they say, but like they just look bad, so they just get a blind.
Okay, plumber. It would be sick to have a female plumber. I've just never seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Ever.
But if she could be there with the plumber crack.
Yo, that could be a whole new industry, like baddie plumbers, where it's like you actually also paying for the experience.
God, no.
The conversation while she's doing her job. Are there any other occupations you feel like, are there any occupations you feel like are like strictly gendered? Driver. Like a chauffeur?
Yeah.
A male.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't want a shot to be a good driver.
Nah, bro. No. Directions, all types of shit. She gonna be asking me for directions in the back, nigga.
Oh my God, what's that? What's that?
You drive, go straight. The
girls ain't gonna like that one.
Yeah, she might just get a random headache during a drive because she didn't drink enough water. Why does every girl get headaches? Yeah, go ahead.
One time this girl said, oh, I'm about to get my driver's test. I had a BMW these times too. She's like, oh, can I drive your car? I just want to try, blah, blah, blah. Normally, I don't let anyone drive my car, but baddie privilege, and I just never again. She's driving. We get to like a major intersection where it's not like four, it's like, you know, where there's like four lanes. Okay, there's like eight lanes in each.
Oh my goodness.
So it's a huge intersection.
Yeah. You cannot mess up here.
So we're in the left lane, she has to go left. So we get to the center of the thing, and then she's like, which lane do I go into? I'm like, what do you mean?
I want a blood clot.
I'm in the passenger side, like, what do you mean, which lady? Go to, like, follow the arrows, arrows. She's like, there's so many.
She got lost in the sauce, goddamn.
Bro, the light changes. Cars are about to start coming towards us, and then she starts panicking. She's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm like, we're in the middle of it. What do you mean you don't know what? I'm like, hey, step on the gas. She's like, I'm like, step on the gas. She steps on the gas. I'm holding the steering wheel. I get her or whatever. So I'm like, hey, yeah, pull over. We're done. It's over. We're done.
How about the blood clot?
Yeah, how about the blood clot car, my gal?
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, bro, chatties, you can't be my chauffeur still. My sister drives very nice though. Still.
Now there are some good women drivers. Like, I think we're past that where it's like women can't drive. But yeah, like you said, like there are certain occupations where it's like we just imagine a certain person automatically. I don't know if it's because of our experience or like what we associate with that job. Mm. Like, for example, like, you know, when you're younger, you're like, oh, like girls cook. But then like you go to these spots and you see like a dude like making a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? That guy's putting his elbows in the bare pain. You know what I'm saying?
What about teachers?
I was thinking that too, you know.
Teachers, women,
yeah.
Professors, like higher, like learning, okay, like male. You know what I'm saying? But like up until like grade 12, maybe, except maybe like, I mean, it'd be cool to have a female gym teacher, but like, I still think there is value to certain male teachers too, you know?
The female gym teachers at West Hill when I was there, dog. Perfect. Man, The gym teacher and the home ec teacher, bro.
The home ec was bad, I love it.
Man, them used to fantasize about like just having the 3 hours with that, bro. But okay, great school memories to horrible school memories. Craziest transition ever. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm not the guy to bring this up, so you should
bring what up.
Talk about schools.
Oh, yeah, the school shooting.
Nah, that's great. That's what they did.
We got a shooting on our hands. Okay, wait. You're talking about the school shooting, right? Yeah, okay. So, boy, 14 years old, arrested after four killed in a U.S. school shooting. Just another Wednesday in the States. Apparently there was this kid. He killed 9 people, were injured, 4 people. 2 of them were pupils, 2 teachers.
What was the last school shooting we heard of? But I swear they be happening like every day.
Yeah, I feel like they happen often, but like, what's up with these? Like, apparently one of the guys he killed was autistic.
That's why it made the news. Because I'm like, yo, I swear school shootings happen in America every single day, bro. Like, no, like, not even a joke thing. Like, it's weird out there.
Just, like, to reel it into, like, a podcast form, like, do you feel like this type of violence is increasing? And, like, why do you think these guys are trying to be serial killers?
Okay, that's a good question. I wouldn't even know how to tackle that. But I would say, yeah, because even in Toronto, didn't gun violence increase, like, 92% this year?
There's something in the air, and I don't know what it's like these, like, young kids, yeah, with the guns.
These young kids, bro. Bro, I don't want to sound like one of those old guys, but when I see the youth in these days, they all seem like crash outs, like super crash outs. I haven't I don't really be meeting a lot of youths though, but I haven't really come across a youth where I'm like, oh wow, this seems like a bright pupil.
Nah, mirror crash outs, as you said, fam, mirror crash outs.
You know what I mean? Like, even when I be scrolling, I'm like, yeah, these kids, like, they either are super gang or super dumb.
Bare miskins.
Like, when I was a kid, yeah, we made jokes and stuff, but we also took pride in, like, getting good grades and having honor rolls and stuff, you know? Like, mm-hmm. But these kids, I feel like they don't care about none of that, bro. Mm-mm.
I wonder if it's because of, like, how they're growing up seeing, like, the success of crash outs. Because, like, crash outs make the news. You know what I'm saying? Crash outs, like, they build a name for yourself. It's kind of like almost a rite of passage. It's like, you got to crash out.
Yeah, we are in a crash out culture for real. Like, you get rewarded for crashing out. Look at Lil Woody, bro. Pause.
Yeah.
Even the live stream, like, live streamers, like, what's it called? Rage something. Yeah. It's like literally like them crashing out for views. Rage streamers. Yeah, rage streamers. It's like a whole genre now.
Yo, my little brother used to watch that, bro. I'm like, you're just watching man them scream? Like, hey, imagine me playing a video. It's like, dog, you're watching this for hours on end, ingesting this energy. Now you're going to become a crash out. Everything, you're screaming and breaking stuff. Like, this is the generation.
Exactly why, for real.
When these guys become adults, how are they going to be reacting to minimal situations?
Especially if they don't have their vape, they're going to crash out.
For real. Taking rejection for a gal, they're going to crash out, bro.
Bro.
It's going to be a dark time.
When I have my youths, I know they say corporate punishment, dog. I'm on my kids' ass. Pause, bro. Like, I'm, dog. I am not letting them succumb to this new age. Oh, cut off your genitals and throw your PlayStation at your television. Like, that's what all the youths are doing these days, bro. and buying switches. Jump. Everything is a switch, bro.
Switch.
They're putting a switch on everything, bro. Even themselves. Like, bro, like, I don't know. This generation is weird, man. Like, the music they make is weird too, but that's fine, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Gen Z.
How do I sound? I'm rocking the smack, and then everybody's gonna get that. Like, bands are rapping so fast that they can't even perform it, dog.
It, like, facts.
The second line starts before the first line ends.
It's like, we know it's a punch in, guy. Yeah, like, you definitely punch this in.
Man, them are not rapping, bro. They're just like, they're seeing how many words they can fit into a song.
Yep.
Yo, speaking of songs, we got two more topics. We'll wrap up quickly. One of them is the Travis Scott versus Sabrina Carpenter race for the Billboard 200 number one album. So you brought this to my attention. So as of right now, Sabrina Carpenter has the number one album on Billboard. But you were saying,
hey, yo, dirty girl, your teeth fit, you know. Your label stole that for you. Let's call it for what it is, bro. We've seen the label tricks before. Travis Scott, he pulled some tricks too. Because, like, 217,000 of the 300,000 sales or whatever it was from merch. Some fire merch though.
For everybody some be fire doing merch, that. Everybody be doing it now still.
But it was shown. Travis had the number one this whole time. They delayed announcing the billboard just so they could fudge some numbers, move this here, put that there, call it, yo, buy it, buy 10 more of those. Yeah, buy it, you know what I mean? They finessed it, and then now they announced it on a Wednesday. Normally they announce it on the Monday. What happened? Billboard. And then they say industry plans don't exist.
Well, the thing with Sabrina Carpenter, so she's 25, she's born in 99, and she first got recognized because she was on Girl Meets World, which is like a Disney Channel spinoff of Boy Meets World. And then she signed to a Disney-owned record label, started releasing music. So she's very much in the machine already from more than 10 years now. So they probably would prefer her than Travis Scott because she's directly making Disney money. Exactly. Where it's like Travis Scott, I don't think he's making Disney money in that direct way.
No, not really. It's mostly going to Cactus Jack and a little bit to Republic. Mm. But yeah, Disney would rather eat off that. And they're not only eating off the sales. People are getting too wrapped up with the sales. Mm. To have the number one album, this White Gyal can now tour for the next 3 years, bro. Phoenix, Arkansas, Arizona, Montana, everywhere. All these little intricate white places. She's there. Oh, the number one artist in the world. All the Disney girls are going to come see her. Like, these are accolades. Like, even back when Mads were getting pure brand deals, that's why people were buying fake followers, bro. So they could go to these advertising companies and say, hey, look at my accolades. Give me money. Like, that's how it works, bro. People think, it's just sales, bro. They're not making no money off the sales.
But, yo, her song is organically, I mean, perhaps there was some assistance with, like, the push and the marketing, but people do love her song, Espresso.
I'm not saying that.
And it's like, but is that because of Disney? Is that because of the push and, like, the prioritization she's getting?
Bro, yes, people loved Espresso more. People love Travis Scott, and it was evident in the numbers, bro. How come in the last second, like, and this isn't the first time we've seen this happen with the billboards, bro.
That's facts, too.
So, and is it even that much of a W where you're struggling to compete against a 10-year-old album? Like, Disney, come on, bro. Where's the marketing dollars? I've never even heard of this chick.
Well, what's interesting is Hollywood Records, who she signed to the Disney-owned label, they also have Miley Cyrus, Hilary Duff, Corbin Blue.
Idiot, I know, man.
That's crazy that you guys both said that. You guys don't like Corbin Blue?
He was just too...
Fucking High School Musical nigga? No way.
Yeah, he wasn't real enough. He wasn't a real nigga, bro. To me. So.
Just a movie-ass nigga, though.
Yeah, he wasn't a real nigga to me, bro.
Who else does Vanessa Hudgens, Demi Lovato?
That's my bae. Though. That's baby.
No Joe, the Jonas Brothers still signed to these guys. So Hollywood Records is like, it's major, bro, and literally owned by Disney, and they have a lot of power, man. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just wanted to plop one of their people. Probably would just take a phone call to be like, you know what, Sabrina's been doing good, and you guys been helping us, so we just sent you some money, and just throw Sabrina on top.
No, exactly.
You know. Last topic, Buju Banton canceling tour dates. Your boy.
It's looking scary for Buju. Why did you diss the Afrobeats artist, Buju? You didn't have to do that, broski. Now I don't see Burna Boy canceling his dates. I'm Jamaican saying this, broski. Like, don't disrespect, you know what I mean? You're talking about righteousness while you're downplaying other people. And karma came to bite you. Cartel's about to sell out stadiums, bro. Go on easy, Buju. Buju's trying to sell out stadiums too, and I feel like he kind of got too big for his britches. This is a wake-up call. We love you, Buju. You're not the world boss, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're a legend. I don't want to sound crazy. You're a legend, bro. You're a legend. But you have to also know, me, I'm not going to try to rent out history for my party, bro. I know I'm not going to fill it up, dog. I'm going to get a nice 300 to 400 people venue, and I'm going to go on easy. I'm not going to get a 1,000 people venue, bro. We'll just try to get stadiums, fam.
And they're not selling out. Like here it says, he had a performance in Fort Lauderdale, but the arena was reportedly not at its total capacity of 20K.
That's crazy. 20K, bro. That's not even an official stadium, fam.
Yeah. Is it because of the Americans don't know him? It says here, Buju never had a U.S. radio hit.
Americans know him, but like he's super deep cut. You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, man, he just got way too big for his britches, fam. He has to just go on easy.
So Buju Banton, you heard it here first. Guan Easy.
You didn't hear it first.
We are the ones telling you this breaking news to Guan Easy, brother. But yo, man, we're at hour and a half ish.
Oh, for real.
So this was actually one of our longest episodes. Shout out to Wasa Sauce on the cam. Also behind the cam, if you guys heard a voice.
Yo, play us out, fam.
Play. Okay, you gotta say some like you gotta say some stuff while I play.
All right, whatever you play, I'm gonna go with the vibes. Like, if you're doing churchy, if you're doing circusy. What vibe is this?
That's more classical. Okay, wait. Let me do another one.
Alright, y'all. This was the Wave and the Buzzy.
Shoot.
Episode 7, y'all. Let's get it. Shout out everybody subscribing, everybody commenting, everybody liking. Let's go. Hands up now. Got Wasta Sauce now. Shoot. On the cam now. B3 Studios. Shoot. You know how it goes. Thank y'all so much for watching, y'all.
You already know. DJ Zar TV, DJ Natural.wave, Wasta Sauce. Make sure you comment, like, and subscribe to the Burrow Sound. Until next time, the Wave and Muzzy, we out.